Welcome to How to Tour Italy with your host, Anthony Capozzoli. Anthony's passion for Italy is contagious. His dream is to bring Italy to life for people everywhere and to help them embrace the wonderful Italian lifestyle at home. Now, with How to Tour Italy, let's welcome travel expert, guidebook author, photographer, and radio host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Welcome to the How to Tour Italy radio show today. Thank you very, very much for listening. I do want to give some kudos out to my fantastic producer, Mr. Dave Olson, for buying me a little bit of time in this very rainy Chicago spring. As we all know, if you're from Chicago or pretty much anywhere in the country, when it rains, people just for some reason forget how to drive. I don't know what it is. 25 miles an hour on the highway. They don't turn right on red. People lose their mind. I don't know what's going on. Suffice it to say, I left my house 2 hours ago, and I just got here 30 seconds ago. So, got to catch my breath, have a little bit of water. Didn't have time for a bio break. This is going to be a great hour. I'm very excited about today's show for a couple of reasons. One, I get to be on the air, and Dave didn't go to something taped, which is very nice, number one. Number two, I'm going to be talking at least the first segment about the How to Tour Italy project, which is very, very cool. I'm very excited about that, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the headway that we've made with some of the great, great sites we're going to see and the awesome companies that we're going to be interviewing and doing video shoots with and having them on the radio, so it's going to be great. I'm pretty excited about that. And then we're going to have my friend Patrice Salise on from Papavero Rentals, Villa Rentals in Italy, and we're going to talk a little bit about why Villa Rentals are sometimes, in fact, always better than renting a hotel, which is great, and we're going to talk about her wonderful properties, how to get in touch with her, and of course, we've got Kathy McCabe of Dream of Italy and Miss Janice Mancuso of 31 Days of Italian, so we're going to be talking a bit about that. So let me get right into the How to Tour Italy project and refresh our memories with two things. First, the website. It is howtotouritaly.com. So go there, check it out. You can see where I'm going to be. I've got a little list of things that I'm going to be doing by date and in order. And just so you know that you can reach out to me either via email, ajc@howtotouritaly.com. You can send me a Twitter, ajcspqr on Twitter, or you can join the How to Tour Italy fan page on Facebook, and you can send me wall messages and emails that way too, any way that you want. And I'm going to give you my mobile phone number now so you can send me texts, which is another cool way. And the reason I'm giving you all this information is so that you can tell me where to go, what to do, what to see, what to eat, if you've got some insight because you've done it before and you want to have it appear on the radio or be in one of the video shoots, or if you've not been there and you want me to check it out for you so you can make a decision. So that's kind of what the project is all about. But my mobile phone number is, and I hesitate to do this, 847-337-3472. So feel free to call if you want. But the best way to reach me that way when I'm traveling overseas will be via text. So I would recommend an email first and Twitter probably tied with first. Are probably the two best ways, and Facebook. Those are the best ways to get me. And resort to text if you don't get a response on me from those three. But I promise you I will respond. It might take me 24 to 48 hours to get back to you with a post, but I will promise you that I will do so. So the definition, rather, of the How to Tour Italy project is the definitive investigation and discovery of Italy's treasures told by a collection of experts, academics, travelers, locals, and tour guides, delivered by Anthony Capozzoli seamlessly through Twitter, Facebook, Blogger, iTunes podcasts, Flip Video, a Nikon D70, a Sony Handycam, YouTube, Trip Films, the How to Tour Italy radio show, and a widget for the benefit of travelers, lovers of Italy, and those that are unable to travel due to our global economic conditions. So that is quite a mouthful. Suffice to say, I'm going to be traveling the country, seeing and doing all kinds of great, great stuff, creating travel videos that I'll be posting on tripfilms.com, as well as YouTube. And then I'll also be doing my radio show live from all over Italy, which is going to be very, very cool. So you might get a little bit of wind noise and things like that when I'm in the middle of, you know, a field somewhere interviewing someone or an academic about a particular Greek site like at Pestum. So that'll be kind of a nice touch, and I'm going to be eating and drinking and seeing and tasting and smelling my way all around the boot. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be very cool. And here are some really cool companies that I've got lined up already that I'm going to be interviewing for the benefit of travelers so that you can decide, you can learn a little bit more about them and let them put their best foot forward so that you can understand what it is they do for a living beyond just being a tour guide. I mean, there's a lot more to it than just that. You start to get a sense of the heart and soul of these organizations and why they do it and their passion around what it is that they do. So it's very, very cool. Well, when I arrive, I actually leave on May 12th in the morning, and I arrive in Rome on the 13th. I'm getting picked up by a very dear friend of mine, Karen, and Kristen and I and Karen are heading back to her place. We're going to have a meal there. We might even go to Mama's Restaurant. We talked about Mama's Restaurant here on the show before in Rome. Going to decide what to do best there and have a couple of drinks to kind of relax into the evening. Then the next day, I'm getting up and I'm doing some live radio radio shows and some video shoots for the Pantheon, Piazza Navona, San Luigi de Francesi and the Caravaggio paintings that are there. So lots of very, very cool stuff. I may even meet a friend that is a part of the How to Tour Italy fan page on Facebook. She and her husband may be in Rome on the same, I think, on the 14th. So we may meet and have an espresso or a glass of wine with she and her husband, Kristen and me, around the Pantheon. So it's going to be a very, very cool couple of days. We're going to try to show you some very good video footage and some insider stuff that, you know, doesn't often make the videos for some other, I guess, more well-known travel videos. So that's going to be a very cool thing. But some of the companies we're going to be working with, I'm excited to say, I'll be visiting and having a wonderful cooking class at the International Kitchen, which is going to be fantastic. I'm very, very excited about this in Tuscany, in a little town called Chianciano, which is going to be very cool. That's going to be in June. I'm going to go visit the town of Soriano and my friend Michael Kovnick at Discover Soriano. We're going to be talking a little bit about what they do there, the property that they own, the cooking classes and the tours that they provide. And I'm very, very excited because we're going to be going to one of Italy's larger jazz fests in the town of Soriano, which is pretty cool. We're going to get some insider tours and all kinds of great stuff with our host Michael in that capacity. It's going to be wonderful. We have another cooking opportunity with Cooking Vacations in Positano, which is obviously in Campania. And we're going to be learning some tips and techniques on some cooking stuff, how to make some particular dishes from the region. And I'm very, very excited. We're going to be doing a wine tasting. And I am most excited about making homemade limoncello with them in Positano. As you know, the Amalfi Coast is most famous. As far as limoncello goes, the best and I think the most flavorful limoncello comes from the town of Positano and the Amalfi region there. So that's very, very cool. We have another cooking opportunity with Tuscan Women Cook. I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to be spending 3 or 4 days there in Montefalconico, which is kind of by Montepulciano in Tuscany. It's very, very cool. It's a small town, so we're going to get a very, very good taste and feel of two great things. Traditional Tuscan cuisine cooked by the women that know it best, and we're going to get a guided tour by my friends that own Tuscan Women Cook of the town and the surrounding region, so it's going to be just wonderful. We're doing a very cool wine tasting in Rome with a company named Vino Roma. You can check them out, vinoroma.com. What's going to be great about that is we're going to be doing a tasting, and while we're doing the tasting, we're going to be doing a video shoot, and we're going to be recording a radio segment simultaneously, and I'll be doing a Twitcast with what I taste and enjoy as we go. So it's going to be kind of a multi-pronged effort there. Just like the whole of the How to Tour Italy project will be, you'll be able to track us on our website, on Facebook, on Twitter, however you like. So any of the multimedia approaches that I'm using, I'm going to be, you know, updating daily. So you can keep tabs on us on all of them, or the ones that you choose, or the ones that you're most interested in. So this is pretty cool. I'm also very excited. I'm going to be doing a tour with Eden Walks. We're taking a Vatican tour with Grand Eden of Eden Walks. And what's very cool about Vino Roma and Eden Walks is they are ranked number 1 and number 2. Most requested or most recommended activities in Rome by TripAdvisor. So for them to allow me to come in and do a radio interview and a video shoot with them is very, very cool. I'm very excited about that, and it's going to be awesome. The Vatican tour should be amazing. I'm going to be then doing another video shoot and radio interview with Icon Tours, and then my friend Giovanni Benvenuto of Benvenuto Limos down in the Amalfi Coast region. When I'm down there making that homemade limoncello, which is going to be very cool, we're going to go to dinner, and this is going to be after I make the limoncello, so I'm going to be a little tipsy, I'm guessing. My friend's going to drive us in his wonderful limo. We're going to do the radio interview from his limousine as we travel around Positano and the wonderful Amalfi Coast to get a true insider's view. And I've got my fingers crossed. I've got an email out to a company, or rather a restaurant and bar, club, if you will, named Bar on the Rocks. It's very, very cool because it literally jets out from the Amalfi Coast and kind of the hillside. And I'm very excited about getting some video footage there and some photos, eating and drinking there for the evening and interviewing the owners, talk a little bit about how they got started and the success that they found, because it's a wonderful place and they've got an amazing website. So I've really got my fingers crossed that they let me come in there and interview them. I'm just waiting to find out if we're able to squeeze that in, and I'm hoping my friend Giovanni can help me do so. I'm going to be doing another, we're doing something with a company called Tuscan Wine Tours. What's very cool about this, we're going to go around and start out at her restaurant. She owns a restaurant in Florence and outside of Florence. And we're going to be doing a wine tasting there from lots of different wines throughout Italy. But then we're going to be taking a wine tour with her throughout the Tuscan wine region and visiting some wineries that are quote unquote off limits unless you go with her. She's got great relationships with the owners and the winemakers. So you get a little bit of behind the scenes action that you're not able to get on your own, which is very, very cool. And another reason that you should use Tuscan Wine Tours, which would be nice. So we've got lots of great stuff. And one other thing, a couple other things. I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be using my friend Ruth's book, Ciao Venice, Wild in Venice, and her incredible list of over 200 cool things to do in Venice. And we're going to kind of organize them. She already organized them for us by the area or regions of Venice. So what we're going to do is walk around and commit them to video and the radio show, at least as much of them as we can. I mean, 200 is an enormous number. So I'm going to do the best that I can for Ruth and everyone out there that's interested in Venice and showcase some of the cooler or lesser known things to do in Venice besides let the pigeons eat seeds off your arm in Piazza San Marco, which is a cool thing to do. But there's a lot more cool stuff to do there, so which would be nice. I'm very excited about this one. We're going to be visiting the town of Conversano, which is down in Puglia. I'm going to be hosted by Mr. Luca Panarelli, who is the president of the Friends of Conversano organization. He is going to be our tour guide while we're down there, and I'm going to be interviewing and meeting with the mayor, Mr. Lovascio. I'm going to be talking to Mr. Lovecchio, who is the author of a book on Father Accolti, who was a Jesuit priest who came to the United States and founded some universities in California. I'm going to be visiting Telenorba, which is a television and radio station in southern Italy. It's the third largest in Italy, so I'm very excited about that. I've got my fingers crossed that they're going to let me do a little bit of live radio work when I'm there and get on the TV, which would be fantastic and really put my Italian to the test at that point. We're going to be staying at a fantastic hotel, Corte Alta Villa, which is going to be wonderful. It's an old stone farmhouse that it's just too cool to say or too cool to put in words. You got to check out the website. I'm going to have tons of great video footage from this, from our wonderful hotel and pictures and all kinds of great stuff, and hopefully interviewing the owner of the hotel for the radio show as well as shooting a video there too. And then I'm going to be going to the horse farm for the famous Lipizzan horses and interviewing the owner, Mr. Mineum, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful visit because we're going to go inside the horse farm, talk about the specialty of this particular breed of horse, the Lipizzan horses, and get a real sense of why they're one of the more expensive and more popular breeds to, I wouldn't say horse collectors, but people that are equine aficionados, I think, worldwide. And not to mention, obviously, the region of Puglia. We're going to see some of the best coastline in Italy with some of the most clear and beautiful blue water that Italy has to offer. So there's so much very, very, so many cool things I get to do. And my friend, I want to thank Mr. Franco Alosio, who helped me arrange everything in the town of Conversano. He's been just an absolute blessing and kind of, reached out to a couple of his friends, the mayor being one of them, and Luca to kind of put this all together. So it's really, it's coming together so well. So there's so many cool things. And then one other thing I want to mention, we're going to be doing a video shoot and radio coverage at Il Bargello B&B. What's very cool about that, I'm friends with the owner, Gabriella, and we stayed there. So I'm excited about showing you how awesome her B&B is right downtown in the heart of Florence and how it I think if you go to Florence, this is one of the must-stay hotels or B&Bs. The breakfast is fantastic. You are literally 25 steps away maybe from the Bargello, which is one of the coolest sites, I think. I did a segment on it on the radio show before. The sexiest prison. If a prison can be sexy, this is. So there's so many very, very fun things that we're doing, and I'm reaching out to all different companies in regions, and we're going to be showcasing the best and the brightest. ItalianVisits.com, I'm working with them. I'm very excited. I'm going to be working with Mr. and Mrs. Pasquese from Rome with Kids. Her husband, David, is actually an actor and does lots of work in Italy. So we'll be interviewing him and hopefully he can give me some acting tips. So when I'm doing my video shoots, I don't crash and burn. We'll see how, if I can pick up anything from him. And then I'm excited about, Miss Pasquese as well because her book, Rome with Kids, is so very successful. And, I think, the go-to book to use if you're going to be traveling Italy, specifically Rome with children, but if you're going to be traveling the rest of Italy with kids too, her book about Rome can give you lots of great tips and ideas on what to do and what to look for when you're going to be traveling with children. So there's so much going on that it's hard for me to put it all into words except to say that we are working very, very hard. And if there's anyone out there listening that wants to be showcased on the How to Tour Italy project, you can email me at ajc@howtotouritaly.com. and we will do the best that we can to fit you into the schedule. Like I said, I'll be visiting every single region of Italy. So no matter how far away or how hard it is to get to you, we will do the work to get to you, and have you be a part of the project. And we will be shooting awesome travel videos for everyone to enjoy. So, and like I said before, why does Rick Steves get to have all the fun? I think it's time for me to have a little bit of fun here. So that's what the video shoots are about. And that's what the radio show is about, because we are going to be showing you. In fact, the goal of the project is to show the best, most hidden, tastiest, most fun, most interesting, and most beautiful of Italy. Will be delivered during the How to Tour Italy project, and the goal is to be the single best resource for travel and insight to Italy. So we got so many cool things going on, that, anyone that wants to put their best foot forward to help travelers understand what it is that they do, so travelers can find you and learn a little bit more about you from your own words, please contact us, and we will do a radio show and a video shoot with you. And most importantly, if travelers have things they want us to do, let us know, and we will go check it out for you. So it's going to be kind of a live, dynamic traveling project that's going to bring the best of everything to life. I'm very, very happy about that. Now, I have to admit, I don't have any in front of the camera training, besides basic acting 1 and 2 at the University of Iowa, which I loved. Not necessarily just Iowa. I loved Iowa, being a Hawkeye, living in Iowa City and all that good stuff. But, they were probably two of my funnest and I think the classes that everyone should be required to do, because it teaches you a lot of things about how to think on your feet and how to react and act proactively with others and engage. So I'm hoping to put some of that stuff to the test. It's going to be pretty cool. So I'm very excited about touring. And as I go, not every single thing that we do, by the way, is going to be profiling, interviewing, restaurants and cafes and tour guides and companies like that. Much of what we do is going to be traveling and touring on our own, showing you the ins and outs of how to, for example, get off the train in the state, in, the Naples station, Napoli Centrale, and how to find and get to and get on Circumvesuviana to get to the Amalfi Coast, or how to take the ferry from Sorrento to Capri, or Positano to Capri, or how to get to Ischia, things like that. How to rent a car, how to drive down to Pestum, how to find some, obscure out of the way places, how to read signs in Italian, lots of cool things that are going to be practical and useful for you and fun at the same time. And we're going to try to have the cameras rolling as often as we can so you get a real sense of what traveling is like. Now we're going to be there for an extended period of time. So you're going to see lots of different things, and you're going to see Anthony probably one night a little tipsy from too much wine. You're going to see me struggle in front of the camera the next morning after a little too much wine, some very cool things. With that, please visit howtotouritaly.com and stay tuned, because we have a wonderful interview with Papavero Villa Rentals after this.